Capitol Records, which is the reason that the Big Band Academy named the day in honor of the birthday, the arrival of the anniversary, 60 years. Capitol Records officially began business on June 1, 1942. There was a name for the label before that, and it wasn't Capitol. Who knows what it was? Was it? God. 1942, June 1, spelled the beginning officially for Capitol. The first Capitol release, record number 101. They wouldn't call it one, would they? 101. Was released in late July. Does anybody here know the name of that record? Think. I bought that record. I was in high school. I was aware there was a new record company coming in Chicago. It absolutely caught my attention. I bought that record. Can you name it? The fact is that Johnny Mercer, who could have easily recorded himself first, didn't do that. He had very strong feelings of loyalty to the band leader who had given him his first break, and that was Paul Whiteman. The name of the number, The General Jumped at Dawn, composed by Jimmy Mundy, marvelous arranger who had done Benny Goodman's hit Sing, Sing, Sing. We are... Take two. We are about to recreate that first Capitol record, something you didn't expect. We can do that thanks to an old friend of mine. His name is Larry Orenstein. I first met him when Larry and I went on a tour in 1953 with Ray Noble and his orchestra, his last band. We got to be good friends. Larry in those days had a stage name, Larry Neal. You didn't dare say Orenstein. Today it would have made him a star. Larry was a youngster, but he was in the Whiteman band, in the trumpet section, and also the boy singer with the band. Shortly after the record date, he added lyrics to The General Jumped at Dawn. Is there no end to this man's talent? When we began to plan this event, I called Larry and I asked him if the original chart was still around. It was, and Larry was given permission to use it. And so I invite to the stage to turn back the clock to 1942, and lead the band, play his horn, and sing his words to Capitol's first release, front and center, Larry Orenstein. Come on up, Larry. There he is. Yo.
Great band, huh? What a band. Okay, as I recall it, the record went something like this, except, as Milt says, we've added a vocal, which is the lyric that I did, and it was in the picture Hollywood Canteen, sung by the Golden Gate Quartet. So I'll do it with one voice instead of four. Okay. Four for nothing. Two for nothing. One. Two.
Thank you.
General, to the captain, man, we're gonna cause a commotion. Then one early morn, they up and gone. The general jumped at dawn. Said the captain to the private, pops, we're gonna flannel that channel. Then one early morn, they up and gone. The general jumped. Jumped at dawn. Bye-bye, bye-bye, I'll see you in the sky at Versailles. Drop in, do drop in, we'll have a barbecue in Berlin. Skim, said the private to the general. Jack, my jeep is ready and steady. Then one early morn, they up and gone. The general jumped. He jumped at dawn. The general had a million lads of every creed and belief. The white, the yellow, the black man, the Indian chief. He said, you're mighty groovy fellas, all American men. You boys are really plenty plump. Then the general jumped. He took a guy called Essen Swenson, Rosen, and Rosenberg too. A Corporal Kelly, Morelli, just to mention a few. Lieutenant Jode and Sergeant Jackson, they were all on the call. He said, we're going on the road, you're really on the ball. We'll jump, two, three, four. Jump, two, three, four. Freedom gotta be for all. Do you dig me? We'll lead them with the freedom.
Thank you.
And yet that wasn't a hit.